Did everyone have a good Christmas? I mean, Christmas Day? Because actually, Christmas isn't over, is it? This is only day 7 of Christmas. I forget which. Is that 7 turtle doves? 7? 7? 7 swans are swimming. So we're on Swan Day here at St. Saviour's. And we're glad that you are here with us. Many of you, I'm sure, are tired. If you've had a busy time with family and friends, many are away because there's sort of a nice week off between the two holidays, Christmas and New Year's, both on weekends this time. In our Roman Catholic friends' tradition, this is called Holy Family Sunday because it's the stories of Joseph and Mary take place on this Sunday. Anglicans are more realistic. I think they call it low Sunday. Low attention span, low energy, low attendance. But I'm glad you're here because I think this passage has something to say to each of us who made the effort to come out to church. I know sometimes we do feel like sleeping in. I feel like sleeping in, but I think you might notice if I wasn't here. But there's sometimes, and when it's okay to do that, just to take a rest and to sleep in on a Sunday. But there's something about showing up at church as well, because you never know what's going to happen on a Sunday morning. So let's see what happened when Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem. I think they were probably very tired as well. Mary had just had her first child. They had had to go to Bethlehem because of the edict of Caesar, and they had to be registered. So she had to make a long journey. If they were from Nazareth originally, then that is a long, long journey. And they couldn't just phone up an Uber and say, come and get us and let's travel that way. They didn't own a car. They were probably either walking or maybe they had a donkey that Mary was on. But it was a long journey to Bethlehem. She'd had her baby there in not the best of circumstances, certainly not surrounded by her family, just her and Joseph. Then they had the baby circumcised on the 8th day. And now, again, all because they were obeying the law, they were hoping for a blessing from God. They'd already had the word of God born into her. And so that itself was a blessing. But still, they kept to the law and the traditions. And the law said that after a woman had a baby boy, 40 days after, then she had to bring the baby and have herself purified and the baby purified. That was a law in Leviticus, that's what you had to do. So what did they do? Bethlehem is 7 miles approximately to Jerusalem. And it says here that they went to Jerusalem to have her purified and the baby purified. That's a 7-mile walk when you've just had a baby. If any of you've had babies, you know how tired you probably still are after just a month. You might not feel like walking to Jerusalem. And yet it was part of the law. It was what you were supposed to do. And so they did it. They went to Jerusalem. Again, she's probably got the baby in her arms. Probably, again, they're walking. Maybe there's a donkey involved. But it takes an effort to be there. When we make an effort to come to church, when we make that effort, can we expect anything from God? Should we expect anything from God? Is there a blessing just for showing up? I think sometimes we come to church with really low expectations. Okay, I got to preach again. Okay, I got to play the organ again. All great things to do. I have to do the PowerPoint again. Graham has prepared it all during the week. Some of us have a lot of duties to do, and sometimes you just want to sleep in and not bother. But if we come with expectation that, yeah, we're doing, God said, don't forsake assembling yourselves together. Something good is going to come out of that fellowship. So what happens when they are doing what Leviticus told them to do? Was Mary really impure when she had her baby? Was the baby impure? It didn't mean you were sinful if you had to do a purification when you just had a baby. It was just a way of a cleansing and a new beginning. So, but Mary hadn't had a normal pregnancy, had she? She wasn't impure. The baby in her wasn't impure. And yet she still did what the law required. And then we'll see what happens. They have the purification ceremony, and then guess who shows up? A fellow named Simeon. Simeon, we're told, was a godly man. And let me just find it here. Simeon had a promise made to him. He was a righteous man. That meant he kept the law. He did the things that were right. He was a good man. We assume he was old, but it doesn't actually say that in the Bible. But we assume he was old, and God had given him a promise that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's anointed, the Messiah, the one who was going to come and rescue Israel. So I bet he showed up at the temple quite often, wondering when this was going to happen. Maybe he was old, because it says he was ready to die. You're not usually ready to die when you're 25, maybe not even 75. As I get closer and closer to those higher numbers, I think, oh, I'm not ready yet. But he was ready to die, but he hadn't had the promise fulfilled yet. Wouldn't it have been awful if that particular day he decided, well, I'm not going to go to the temple today. I'm getting old, feeling a bit tired. But he showed up. He showed up. Sometimes we get blessed just by showing up. And sure enough, that was the day that baby Jesus came for this purification ceremony. And as soon as Simeon saw him, he knew this is the one. This is the one that's been promised by God. And I've had God's promise kept to me as well. And he gave a prophecy over baby Jesus. He said, this is the one that's going to bring salvation to all the nations. That wasn't necessarily the expectation of the Messiah. The Messiah was supposed to save Israel, but what about the rest of the nations? I don't think that was a common thought with Jewish people. And yet Simeon knew that this baby was going to be for everybody. If he'd slept in that day, he would have missed it. He would have missed baby Jesus, and they would have gone back to Nazareth. And he also has a prophecy for Mary, something that she's probably going to remember 30 years later. When Jesus went to the cross, he said, a sword is going to pierce your heart too, Mary, because Mary's firstborn, well, we know what happens at Easter to Mary's firstborn. So Mary needed to hear that. She needed to be alerted that something was going to take place that maybe she wasn't expected either. She wouldn't have got that prophecy if Simeon hadn't been there that day. But he's not the only one that showed up at the temple that day. We're told, I like this, equal opportunity, Luke, male and female. There was another prophet there, and her name was Anna, probably the Jewish version of, or the Greek version of Hannah. And she, we're told, went to the temple every single day. She'd known heartache. She'd been married for 7 years, and then a widow all the rest of the time. And now she was 84. I won't ask if anybody is 84 in the congregation, but maybe some of you have seen that. And you get tired when you're 84. What if this particular day she decided, I'm really tired. I'm 84, man. Why am I going to the temple every day? But no, she made that effort to go to the temple every day, looking for the salvation of the Lord. And sure enough, there she saw baby Jesus too, the one that had been prophesied. And she told them that this baby would be for the redemption of Jerusalem. That was something that people needed to hear. It was going to be only a few years later that the temple would be razed to the ground by the Romans, and people would need that idea, would need that promise that this Messiah was here and that temple would be rebuilt, but it would be rebuilt in a different way, because we know we are now the traveling temples of God. So Mary and Joseph were blessed because they showed up. They went and they did what scriptures told them to do. Simeon was blessed, and he was able to bless the Christ child because he showed up. Anna was blessed. She was able to give a prophecy over the Christ child because she showed up. We can be blessed just by showing up at church. Now, I know we can't be there every Sunday. I totally understand that. But when you can be there, why not show up? Why not show up with expectation? I wonder how I'm going to be blessed today. Am I going to have a conversation with somebody that I might never be able to have again? Is somebody going to say the right word to me? A promise, maybe if I'm sad, or just, you know, an arm around your shoulder to cheer you up? Or maybe God's going to use me today to encourage someone else. When we come to church during the new year, let's come with expectation that God is going to show up, because maybe it'll be the Sunday when we see Jesus in a new way that we never thought we would. So Merry Christmas. Happy Seven Swans a-swimming. Happy New Year. And let's come to church every Sunday now with expectation that if we show up, God will be here to meet us. Amen.